Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and many of you have used Wikipedia to look stuff up. Maybe some of you have helped to write it. As you may know, Wikipedia is nonprofit, built around voluntary submissions by interested people who contribute to articles on any topic under the sun for that community-built encyclopedia. With us now, Jason Kalkanis, founder of a wiki-based search engine called Mahalo.com that is kind of like Wikipedia for profit. They'll even pay you to take part in certain ways. Jason Kalkanis, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
For people who haven't seen it, is Mahalo like Wikipedia but for profit?
Yeah, that's part of what we do. We're basically creating a human-powered search engine, which is a combination of algorithmic machine search results, some content like the Wikipedia, and then also a Q&A service like Yahoo Answers. But that all occurs on one page, which is essentially a topic page. So if you go to mahalo.com/iPhone, you'll get a page that has content, search results, and Q&A.
So sell our listeners on this. Why would they search something that they wanted information about on Mahalo rather than, say, Google?
Yeah, Google's great for getting, you know, a couple of links. So if you wanted to get the exact address of the iPhone page or the Wikipedia page about iPhone, you can go right there. If you wanted to get some content, some search results, and maybe be able to read the most common questions people have about the iPhone, you know, how to make the battery last longer, how much it costs, when is the price going to go down, you can do that on a Mahalo page. So it's more like a general summary of the topic as opposed to just a couple of links. And this is the search model that actually they use in Korea and China and Japan, called knowledge search, which is letting users contribute to the search result by bolting on some content, bolting on some questions and answers to the algorithmic search, just to make it a little bit more humanized and get you an answer quicker.
And how can our listeners make money on this?
Well, we actually hire people to manage these pages. So the same way Wikipedia has, you know, sort of collections of people, and you don't really see them because it's sort of underground on the site. Normal user wouldn't see the person building the page. We recruit people to build these pages and then split the advertising revenue with them on each page. And some of those pages make hundreds to thousands of dollars a year. So if you imagine the Wikipedia as a commercial enterprise, which it's not, it would be making thousands to tens of thousands of dollars, even hundreds of thousands of dollars per page. And why not pay those writers? So in a way, it's sort of figuring out how to put these writers who are all losing their jobs back to work, maintaining something that helps people, which is these topic pages.
So I'm going to ask you in a minute to say where you think this really fits in our information lives and kind of on the information food chain. We asked Jimmy Wales, who was on the show recently, the founder of Wikipedia, where Wikipedia fits compared to, say, Twitter or blogs.
Wikipedia is very different from something like blogs or Twitter or what have you. In particular, the community is really quite firm about the need for good quality sources. And so we wouldn't take a report from Twitter, at least not unless it's corroborated or something like this, as being something that you would put into Wikipedia. It's just not a valid source. But that's because we're at a different point in the information chain.
So where is Mahalo in the information chain compared to Wikipedia?
Yeah, that's a great question. Wikipedia is very strict about being encyclopedic. So if there was a breaking news story, they wouldn't write about it until that story, say, was in the New York Times or in the New York Times two or three times. They like to do a small number of pages. They have 3 million pages. And, you know, certain things would not come up in there. If you wanted a coupon to a restaurant, or you wanted to find a mortgage broker or something like that, that's not encyclopedic in their mind, even though it might be something you really care about. So they sort of keep their corpus smaller on purpose because it's also easier to manage. They don't want to have every single restaurant or every single commercial activity inside of there. And that's why you hear about a lot of pages being deleted for not being notable in Wikipedia.
I asked you a question the other week, I'm sure you remember, at the Aspen Ideas Festival, which we were both at, and I'll repeat it here. Comparing to Wikipedia, I searched Michael Jackson on Wikipedia and on Mahalo. And the Mahalo entry came up at about 1,000 words. The Wikipedia entry was about 16,000 words, including pages and pages of footnotes. So is anything lost in your model?
You know, because you could always go to Wikipedia if you wanted to have the 16,000, you know, 10-page version. But in our experience, in our user lab, when we look at Internet users, they're typically in scan mode. They want to get some facts, and they would like quick summaries of, you know, sort of chunks of information as to what's happened. And most people will get enough information from that. Then if they want to drill down and they really want to know about the making of a specific album or a specific track of the song, you know, they can go deeper into that research. We find that's the minority of users, and the majority of users would like an overview, they'd like some clean links with no spam in it, maybe a couple of videos, and then they can move on to their next, you know, research project on the Internet. Most people just want to get the research done quickly. They're not looking to read a novel. You know, maybe they do that on their Kindle, but and that's actually one of the challenges of Wikipedia right now, is their pages are getting too long because they're being too comprehensive. And to the people who love Michael Jackson, that page can never be long enough. To the people who just want to get some information, it gets daunting at a certain point. Gosh, you know, how much do we need to know?
So Wikipedia is a wiki encyclopedia. Mahalo is a wiki digest?
Yeah, wiki search engine, if you will.
Yeah.
Some content and a bunch of you know, links and images and videos all you know, around the topic.
And how tough does it get between you and Wikipedia? I mean, maybe you don't consider yourself competitors at all. A lot of, you know, the writing about Mahalo has kind of framed it as Wikipedia for profit. But my internet searches keep turning up this quote from you that Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales is a poser. Did you say that?
I did, and sort of in the heat of the moment. But we were competitors for a while, and you know, he came out of the Wikipedia space, and then created his own search engine, Wikia Search, and you know, famously put himself on the cover of Fast Company magazine, saying he was going to destroy Google, and you know, then I don't know, 10, 11, 12 months later, shut down his search engine, which was going to, you know, take on Google. So I sort of said it, you know, as a, you know, right, half joke, but it's sort of taken on a life of its own. Now we've sort of ribbed each other in the press as competitors for a period of time. I wish he would still be a competitor, but he gave up in the search space. I think it was a little too difficult.
You also threw out this little idea bomb at Aspen, and you just mentioned Kindle. You asked at that time, is it ethical in the age of Kindle to kill trees to make magazines? Did you mean it seriously, or are you just being provocative?
No, I do mean that seriously. I mean, at a certain point, I mean, and of course you have to do the sort of, you know, full picture. You know, if we're going to buy a Kindle every 18 months and throw it away, and we're building landfills worth of plastic and, you know, stuff, you know, that's not good. But I have this ethical issue because I'm a newspaper junkie, I'm a magazine junkie, was getting, you know, probably 30, 40 magazine subscriptions my whole life and 3 or 4 newspapers delivered every day. And I just was looking at these stacks and stacks of paper. Anybody who gets the New York Times or Wall Street Journal will sometimes look in the corner of their kitchen and see, you know, 6 of them stacked up. And you think, gosh, you know, somebody had to deliver this and the printing of it, and I didn't even read it. And of course, we're all reading it online or on our Blackberries or on our iPhones. And I just think, you know, there may actually be an ethical issue here of why are we doing this? Why are we printing up all this stuff that we're reading online anyway?
Although
most
they're not of
us
of equal.
Read the New York Times online. And
they're
then
not of.
Read
I mean,
it again in print.
Yeah, even taking the kind of pleasure that some people get out of the tactile feel of newspapers and magazines out of the equation. Nicholson Baker was here last week on his New Yorker article, which was pretty critical of Kindle, and one of the reasons was that it doesn't have really good graphics yet. It just is not as beautiful as a nice magazine.
Yeah, Steve Jobs will solve that in about 60 days. So he's right, but Steve Jobs solves all problems like this, so don't worry about it.
You got to get
new,
Steve Jobs
tablets coming out
to focus on it. You blogged about the merger between Microsoft and Yahoo. You think this is the end of Yahoo, right?
I think it's a disaster for Yahoo and their shareholders. I mean, search is just an awesome business in terms of revenue and profitability. Google is just, you know, the greatest company, you know, that's been built since maybe Microsoft in terms of on a business level. And the reason is because of search. It's a wildly profitable business, and it's the greatest advertising medium ever created. I mean, there's no other moment where people say, I'm going to type in a box exactly what I'm looking for, and you can give me an ad back about it. You know, I'm looking for a Toyota Prius in Santa Monica, and I want this year. You know, it's magic in terms of advertising. It's magic in terms of a business. Yahoo was, you know, number one in that position, then syndicated Google search results, created Google essentially, you know, in terms of marketing it to people. I don't know if many of the listeners even remember, but
Google's application Google's application just left Yahoo in the dust.
Exactly.
But if search is so powerful, The irony of it
The big irony of it was Yahoo gave their search business to Google. You know, when there was a whole period of years where it said powered by Google in the upper right-hand corner. That's how we all learned about it.
So give me 30 seconds. We just have 30 seconds, Jason. 30 seconds left. Yeah. If search is the most powerful advertising tool ever created, how come newspapers and magazines can't make the money out of all those online readers that they have compared to their print editions?
The structure of their businesses is too heavy. They need to cut, you know, a third of their staff, and they'll probably be right in the zone where they're able to make money.
Cut journalists to save journalism?
The middle managers, you know. And maybe get rid of the big, huge buildings that cost a couple of $1 billion, not pointing out any specific newspaper.
We wouldn't point out any specific newspapers with their names on the building in the greater Manhattan area. Jason?
Yeah, so a little gratuitous.
Jason Kalkanis, founder now of Mahalo.com. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.